in Tyler.
Oh, okay.
We have a Tyler address. I live north of Tyler. I live up north of the state park.
Oh, okay. I know where that is. Okay. Let me get that down.
Yeah, our family's land is all that green stuff over there.
Okay, so park. North of the Tyler State Park. Okay.
Uh-huh. Right
okay.
There north and to the east.
And is this land owned by, like, your parents, or do you have...
it's my wife's family.
Oh, okay. Wife's family. And what is your wife's name?
Casey Mitchell. Was Coulter. Maiden name.
Okay. And
Coulter.
Okay. And what is her... How do you spell the first name?
Casey's K-A-C-Y.
K-A-C-Y. Okay. And...
Why,
so,
yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. And so tell me, well, I guess tell me a little bit about those projects that you're involved in there. You're with the agricultural development team?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And can you tell me a little bit about that, what you're doing over there?
Yeah. Well, we're a pretty specialized unit. What we are is we have a... Ag expert team, what we call, and it's combined of just different skills, and I am the, I guess you could say, the veterinary and animal science expert on the team.
Okay. And, okay, and are you a veterinarian, or?
No.
Okay.
I went to Texas A&M, graduated in 05 with the animal science BS.
Oh, okay. Graduated from A&M.
Worked for a large animal vet clinic for about six years in Winsboro.
Oh, okay. Okay. So you worked for a vet clinic in Winsboro? Okay.
I did in high school, ma'am.
Oh, okay.
Currently, I work for ExxonMobil.
Oh, okay. And so what do you do for ExxonMobil?
I am a senior operations technician.
Okay. Senior.
Based out of Hawkins.
Oh, okay. Based in Hawkins. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And is this your first time in Afghanistan, or?
The first time in Afghanistan, but not my first deployment.
Oh, okay. Okay. And so tell me about some of the things that you're working on with the... So there are other people on the team that are specialized in different...
Oh, right. Yes, ma'am. We have a hydrologist. We have some just various different... facets of agriculture.
Okay. It's all agriculture related?
Yes, agriculture and governance, yes, ma'am.
Okay. And so what do you personally do over there?
Well, I have a few roles that I play here. Our primary role is to facilitate the development and the capacity of the Agriculture Extension Service here in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
We work with the district agricultural extension agents. It's very similar to what we have in Texas. You know, each county has an agriculture extension agent.
Well, mm-hmm.
Very much the same here, too. Some do, some don't, but we're working to develop the ones that are in place to hone their skills and, you know, teach them how to be effective agents, as well as, you know, showing them how interaction with the people legitimizes the government of Afghanistan.
Okay. And so what are some examples of some things maybe that you're working on that you can say?
One of my projects that I'm project manager on is the slaughterhouse expansion here in Ghazni. Due to, I guess, the cities, you know, it's starting to rebuild and there's more people coming to the more population. They have basically a moratorium that no animals can be slaughtered inside the city for sanitary and health purposes. So they
uh-huh.
have a central location that they take them to slaughter.
And where is this? Where is the slaughterhouse?
This is Ghazni, Ghazni. That's where we're located on FOB Ghazni, Forward Operating Base Ghazni.
Okay.
In Ghazni City, in Ghazni Province.
Okay. And so no animals can be slaughtered inside the city? Is that?
Right.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, due to, you know, to the government taking proactive steps to ensure that the people will be, you know, try to lead a healthier life and not have to worry about blood and everything running down the street.
Right.
So they go out to this location. It's kind of west and north of the city.
Mm-hmm.
And the current facility that a previous ag development team built out there, Texas has had, we're the fourth of five teams that have committed to Gosney. So there's been three previous teams from Texas here in Gosney. So we're carrying on their work. Yeah, the original team built one, but the capacity, their capacity is, we want to ensure that they're not going to outgrow it. So we're in the project of building this facility and going through it. You know, it's much like we do a project in the States. You know, you have to solicit bids, bring bids in, and we try to do that and let the Afghan officials, the engineers, the city engineers, and the agricultural experts, you know, that are in that field, we try to mentor them. Hey, this is how you do this in a very transparent manner so that it does not lead to corruption or, you know, people thinking that the government's trying to basically, you know, steal the money from the coalition forces. So we hosted a very transparent bid selection, walked through with the contractor, you know, with six different members of the government present. So, you know, all the bids were announced by the government. You know, they announced it on TV and radio here locally.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not coalition forces doing things. It's the Afghan government promoting these projects, so to their own.
And so y'all,
that should be done.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, so you're in the process of soliciting bids now for the slaughterhouse?
No. We've already selected. We selected the contractor and broke ground, and they're the. It's it's current construction. They're working on the exterior walls and basically foundation work right now. So they've already broken ground, and we expect them to be complete with that almost about the time we leave here. So.
And are the contractors Afghan people or?
Yes, ma'am. It's a local to Gosney company.
Okay.
And the project, I'm managing the project from our standpoint, but I have several Afghan counterparts who go out to the site every day, and you know they make their assessments and they report back to me. So it's not me going out there to check on the contractors and the workers. It's them.
Okay.
You know, promoting to understand the quality assurance and quality controls of a project. You know, we're teaching them how to properly QAQC a project.
Okay. So you're managing the people from Afghanistan who are in turn, like, supervising the slaughterhouse and the building of it? And
so, yeah, right. I mean, these are engineers that have been to, you know, they've been to school in Kabul, but, you know, they don't fully grasp the QAQC, you know, methodology that we put into it, but we teach them, you know, we walk them through the scope of work and, you know, all the steps that led up to the selection of the contractor.
Okay. And when did you say it's expected to be finished?
We expect the completion to be somewhere around the 1st of August.
Okay. And this will be, I guess, like you said, it was for health reasons. They didn't want it in the city.
Right. The government taking proactive steps to ensure the residents of Gosney, you know, maintain a sanitary environment.
Okay. And what are some other projects that you all are involved in over there?
One of the biggest things that I'm working on right now is actually we're working on a agricultural and governance exchange program that will facilitate the we're trying to get 10, but it's based on the visas, how many visas we get back. It's going to bring some of our government officials and agricultural officials that we work with here on a daily basis. We'll bring them back to the States. You know, take them through D.C., then to Austin, and then to College Station. And
these are Afghan officials? These are Afghan?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And
yes,
you'll bring them back to the States, you said?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And you said Austin and, well, Washington, D.C. and Austin?
We'll go through D.C., yes, ma'am. Our director of agriculture, irrigation, and livestock, he's kind of like he's the head agricultural official for Gosney Province,
Okay.
He's a very big tree guy, so we're going to try to hit Arbor Day in D.C. and have him plant a tree, you know, so it'll be real symbolic for him.
Uh-huh.
As well, then they'll meet with some congressional-type dignitaries, staff, federal government, then bring them down to state government, do some things possibly with Texas Department of Agriculture, and move on to it's implemented by the Borlaug Institute at A&M.
Okay, implemented by the what institute? I'm sorry?
The Borlaug Institute. It's the Norman Borlaug Institute for International Agriculture.
Oh, okay. At A&M?
They've done a lot of work over here. Yeah, at A&M. And
okay.
They're our implementing partners. So.
Okay. So and when will that be? When we all...
We're hoping it'll go end of April, 1st of May time frame.
Okay.
To coincide with the semester, so they'll be able to have access to the students, and then vice versa, the students will have access to local and provincial level governmental type leadership. You know, when most people come to the states, it's ministerial, federal level. Well, this will be giving a chance for them to engage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there's people that they're not going to have access to every day. So it's a win-win for both sides.
Yeah, that sounds
and
great.
This will help. This will help the transition, you know, from coalition forces involvement to more of a the government of Afghanistan transition where they take over from us, basically.
Okay, and is that a government? Will that be like the slaughterhouse? Will that be government run, or will it be?
Well, I'm facilitating most of the. Most of the paperwork and working them through the visa process. I'll be accompanying the delegation along with my commander,
mm-hmm.
Lieutenant Colonel Brian Stevens.
Okay.
And we'll accompany them throughout the trip. It's being funded by the State Department.
Okay. So, the trip back to the U.S.?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
It has a pretty big visibility over here. We're the first team that's really brought a delegation. There have been teams that have brought one or two over, but not anybody that's really brought a panel of officials back.
Mm-hmm. And so the goals of your team over there, they're there to, like, I guess, help the Afghan people be able to transition to, running their own affairs and
exactly
okay.
Right. Increase the competency, the capability, and the capacity of the Afghan government. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Through the agricultural section, through the agricultural sector.
Okay. So all right. Are there any other types of projects that y'all are working on that you've wanted to mention?
Yeah, we have a lot of hydrology type projects which are. Deal with water retention. You know, water's a real big issue.
Yeah.
We have an engineer and a hydrologist on our team that they're really focused in the making sure that the watershed and everything we keep as much water as we can. The majority of their water comes from snow runoff, and we're just about to the end of the snow runoff season, so.
Yeah. Is that like out of the mountains?
Yes, ma'am. We're at about 7,100 feet right where we are here in Ghazni. And Ghazni basically sits in a valley, and there's pretty much mountains all around us. So.
Okay. And a lot of their water comes from the snow runoff from the mountains?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. And so is there still much fighting going on there, or what is it like there? Is it?
There's always danger wherever you go, but it's starting to pick up. You know, you see the trend throughout the country as you do every year.
Mm-hmm.
Even, you know, back when the Mujahideen was fighting, the spring offensive typically kicks off around this time. So.
Mm-hmm. You said the spring offenses?
Offensive, yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Okay. And
we take all the precautionary steps that we need to take and ensure that we're as safe as we can be.
Okay. Okay. And All right. So what is the temperature over there now? Is it warm or is it cool?
It's running probably in the upper 60s, lower 70s. It gets down into the lower 40s at night.
Okay.
It's really nice weather right now. It's I would say the climate is very much like Colorado Springs.
Oh, okay.
Fairly dry.
Okay.
About that same altitude.
Okay. Well, anything else that you cared to say that I didn't ask, or that, you know, anything you want to mention, or that about your project?
About
or,
home, or
yeah, either way, yeah. Or you do? You, I guess you miss being here.
Oh no, we run a we have a beef cattle operation there in Tyler, and we run commercial beef cattle, and we do a lot of hay stuff, so I'm excited from that.
Okay, big cattle operation. So it's a is it a ranch or a farm or
Culture Cattle Company? Cattle Company, yes, ma'am.
Culture Cattle Company, you said.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's her family.
Okay.
Farm.
And you and your wife live on the farm there with.
We live close by. Yeah, we live right off of 14. If you know where Sand Flat is, we're right there at Sand Flat, right off of Highway 14.
Oh, okay.
So we're right there. We're in between the entrances to the gates to our farm, basically.
Oh, okay. Off of Highway 14. And how long have y'all lived there?
We've been married. Got married in September of 2009. So we've been there. Around the first, so almost a year and a half.
Okay. And did you go to high school here in Tyler, or?
No, I went to Winsboro.
Went to Winsboro. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I was all in FFA. I did FFA all through high school. I was area officer, got my American FFA degree.
Oh, okay. All right. And okay. What do you miss the most about Tyler or East Texas?
Just being home with family.
Okay.
Being able to work out a lot on that place.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
And my wife.
Yeah. Okay. And, okay, do you have any children, or?
No kids.
Okay.
Just cows. And a dog.
Okay. All right. Okay, well, I guess.
I went to A&M. I graduated there in 2005.
Okay.
With an animal science degree, Bachelor of Animal Science. I'm working on my MBA
here
at UT Tyler.
Okay, graduated from A&M in 2005 with an animal science. Okay. And you're working on an MBA?
Yes, ma'am, UT Tyler.
Okay. MBA.
A little difficult to do that from here, though.
Yeah, I was going to say. Okay, and...
I had to put that on hold.
Yeah. have you started on it already, or...?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I'm in the program.
Okay.
I'm about a quarter of the way through.
Oh, okay. And, let's see... and as an operations tech for ExxonMobil, what do you do for them?
That's a really good question. I know what I did before, but when I first hired on with them in 2007, I worked there for a week and got sent to Iraq.
Oh.
And I came back and worked for them for a little while and got to go here. So.
Okay.
I haven't really worked for them too long. I did a lot of testing and safety relief valves, but you just put operations tech on the senior operations tech.
Okay.
I really don't know what they're going to have me do when I go back.
Yeah, and you'll be due back in August, you said?
We should be back around there sometime.
Okay.
In August.
If all goes well. And okay.
Yes,
okay. Well, thank you so much for talking to me, and good luck over there, and just come back safe. So.
Oh, we will.
Okay, thank you so much.
When is this going to be out?
It should be out tomorrow. It's
okay.
It's going to run tomorrow, so.
Okay, well, I'll just let it be a surprise to you. And I'll try to get you a, I'll shoot you a, email you a picture.
Okay.
How many pictures do you want?
Oh, well, if you have several, you could email me. That would be great.
Okay.
You know, three
yeah,
or... Okay. Well, thank you so much.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. Bye-bye.